Finally, this past Saturday, Keystone Substance Abuse put on Cool Fest, an event designed to strengthen the community and give families a chance to participate in a fun field day. Cool is an acronym that stands for Celebration of Our Lives. Executive Director of Keystone, Jenna Martini, used the platform to spread awareness of some of their key issues that they're looking to address.
Fortunately, from 2015 to 2016, we saw an 88% increase in the opioid overdose rates, and that is just staggering. And so that's one of the reasons why we're trying to really educate the community to try to find every means possible to protect our children, protect our young people.
Martini listed some of the Keystone's main programs that help with those issues.
We have a group called York County HOPE, which stands for Heroin and Opioid Prevention and Education. We also, through our prevention efforts, we're working in that, of course, but we also have treatment programs that when folks do find themselves in a situation where they need some help, we have some specific programs at Keystone, specifically a young adult program. We are also incorporating medication-assisted treatment as well to help folks.
The event was held in the field beside the BMX track at Riverwalk.